Hi everyone, good evening. This is Dr. Joanna Wells coming to you from Moving Beyond the Matrix on freedomizerradio.com. I hope you guys are having a wonderful time out there, and it's wonderful if you are. It's wonderful you are. I'm really happy to be here. We were going to make it on Wednesday, but I don't know what the heck happened Wednesday. Things were getting kind of weird with the system, I guess, and couldn't really get on. So I'm just really happy finally I can be back on again. It just seems like a lot of things have been very glitchy on Blog Talk Radio for some reason. So anyway, I decided instead of coming on completely live tonight, this is a recorded, this is a recording to let you know, okay? Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the solar eclipse. And you know me, I'm a big history buff. You know, every time you listen to me, I have to talk about some type form of history or historical event that should be happening tomorrow. It's a solar eclipse tomorrow on April 8th. And did you know that it will be on a new moon and the sign will be an Aries, a zodiac sign will be an Aries? What does that mean? Well, I can tell you from a magical perspective point of view. You know, I've been a practicing magician for over 30 years. So I'm going to tell you what I see for the solar eclipse. It's going to be a very powerful time. And I'll tell you, those that are the elite or the echelons that are in control of this realm, they are totally going all out for this eclipse. Okay. Because they're going to want power. This is a time for power. This is a time for beginnings, new beginnings in your life, brand new job, brand new business, brand new life, relocation to a brand new place. And it's funny because it's so fitting with the new moon and Aries coming together. That is like saying this is a brand new chapter, a whole new chapter. And with it comes passion, motivation. You're going to be feeling this energy of wanting to start something new, to get something, you know, done. But sometimes when things are started during a time of Aries, they're great at starting things, but finishing things, not so great. So be prepared. Make sure that you're focused. You're completely focused. And you're ready to take charge, and you, whatever your choices are for tomorrow, that you're going to be able to follow through with your choices, follow through with what it is that you want to do, with your decisions. This is a great time for new beginnings, folks. You know, my gosh, the energies are going to be intense. And for Aries energy moon, it is very intense, very highly sexual too. Highly sexual energy, very passionate, very alert, ready to just take on things, motivated, ready to just get up and go and run and get there really quick. You know, everything's fast-paced communication. You're going to be hearing a lot of fast communication during this time tomorrow. So this is going to be, you know, a very, very powerful time to bring things to you. You know, again, a new chapter in your life. This is not a time to banish things because we are entering the new moon. The new moon deals with things in bringing things to you, manifesting things to you, okay? If we're coming out of the waning phase right now, or the waning phase, is when you want to get rid of something. You want to, let's see, you want to banish negativity, banishing bad habits, banishing somebody who's bothering you, you know, banishing negative addictions and so forth. That's what the waning phase is. But we are coming into a new phase, a new moon tomorrow. Very interesting. How the new moon is lining up with a solar eclipse on Aries. Insane. Insane. The energy is going to be insane. And I'll tell you something right now. This past week, I've been feeling some amazing, crazy energy. Hasn't been all good, though. You know, my daughter was feeling it. We have neighbors that are feeling it. Just feeling very tired. You know, one moment, just feeling exhausted, not wanting to leave the bed, just so exhausted, you know. And then other days, okay, just totally fine. But this past week has been really weird for me emotionally. A very, very heavy feeling I've been experiencing. So what I want to do for you right now is I want to go into the eclipses in history. And so that we have a better understanding about these solar eclipses, okay? So let's go from here. Let's see. Solar eclipses have historically been viewed as omens that bring about death and destruction, but in reality, they are harmless, and they even helped prove Einstein's theory of relativity. Scientific discoveries. Let's see here. The word eclipse comes from eclipsis, the ancient Greek word for being abandoned. The British astronomer and mathematician Sir Arthur Eddington used a total eclipse of May 29, 1919 to test Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity. By taking pictures of stars near the sun during totality, Eddington was able to show that gravity can bend light. This phenomenon is called gravitational deflection. Helium, named after the sun. A total eclipse is also responsible for the discovery of helium, the first piece of evidence for the existence of the second lightest and the second most abundant element known to humans, was discovered by the French astronomer Jules Janssen during a total solar eclipse on August 18, 1868. Because of this, it's named after the Greek word for the sun, helios. Predicting the emperor's future. Surviving records have shown that the Babylonians and the ancient Chinese were able to predict solar eclipses as early as 2500 BCE. In China, solar eclipses were thought to be associated with the health and success of the emperor, and failing to predict one meant putting him in danger. Legend has it that two astrologers, HSI and Ho, were executed for failing to predict a solar eclipse. Historians and astronomers believe that the eclipse that they failed to forecast occurred on October 22, 2134 BCE, which would make it the oldest solar eclipse ever recorded in human history. Wow, isn't that interesting? Substitute kings. Clay tablets found at ancient archaeological sites show that the Babylonians not only recorded eclipses. The earliest known Babylonian record is of the eclipse that took place on May 3rd, 1375 BCE, but were also fairly accurate in predicting them. They were the first people to use the Saros cycle to predict eclipses. The Saros cycle relates to the lunar cycle and is about 6,585 days, 18 years, 11 days, and 8 hours to be exact, long. Like the ancient Chinese, the Babylonians believed that solar eclipses were bad omens for kings and rulers. Predicting solar eclipses enabled them to seat substitute kings during solar eclipses with a hope that these temporary kings would face the anger of the gods instead of the real king. Eclipses as peacemakers. According to the Greek historian Herodotus, a solar eclipse in 585 BCE stopped the war between the Lydians and the Medes, who saw the dark skies as a sign to make peace with each other. The Greek astronomer Hipparchus used a solar eclipse to determine that the moon was about 429,000 kilometers, 268,000 miles away from the Earth. This only about 11% more than what today's scientists accept as the average distance between the moon and the Earth. Kepler close. Healy closer. Although early eclipse pioneers, including Chinese astronomer Liu Huixiang, Greek philosopher Plutarch, and Byzantine historian Leo Dioconus, tried to describe and explain solar eclipses and their features. It was not until 1605 that astronomer Johannes Kepler gave a scientific description of a total solar eclipse. More than a century later, Edmund Halley, who the famous Halley's Comet is named after, predicted the timing and path of the total solar eclipse on May 3rd, 1715. His calculations were only 4 minutes and about 30 kilometers, 18 minutes. Or 18 miles, sorry, off from the actual timing and path of the eclipse. All right. So very, very interesting. So I really want to go into more of the mythology. I find that to be rather interesting, learning about the mythology of these eclipses here. Let's go into that one. Let's see here. Ancient explanations for solar eclipse. Ancient cultures tried to understand why the sun temporarily vanished from the sky, so they came up with various reasons for what caused a solar eclipse. In many cultures, the legends surrounding solar eclipses involve mythical figures eating or stealing the sun. Others interpreted the event as a sign of angry or quarreling gods. Hungry demons, thieving dogs. In Vietnam, people believed that a solar eclipse was caused by a giant frog devouring the sun, while Norse cultures blame wolves for eating the sun. In ancient China, a celestial dragon was thought to lunch on the sun, causing a solar eclipse. In fact, the Chinese word of an eclipse, qi or shi, means to eat. According to ancient Hindu mythology, the deity Rahu is beheaded by the gods for capturing and drinking Amrita, the god's nectar. Rahu's head flies off into the sky and swallows the sun, causing an eclipse. Korean folklore offers another ancient explanation for solar eclipses. It suggests that solar eclipses happen because mythical dogs are trying to steal the sun. Traditionally, people in many cultures get together to bang pots and pans and make loud noises during a solar eclipse. It is thought that making a noise scares the demon causing the eclipse away. Native American solar eclipse myths and legends. The Pomo, an indigenous group of people who live in the northwestern United States, tell a story of a bear who started a fight with the sun and took a bite out of it. In fact, the Pomo name for a solar eclipse is Sun Got Bit by a Bear. After taking a bite of the sun and resolving their conflict, the bear, as the story goes, went on to meet the moon and take a bite out of the moon as well, causing a lunar eclipse. This story may have been their way of explaining why a solar eclipse happens around 2 weeks before or after a lunar eclipse. The angry sun. The ancient Greeks believed that a solar eclipse was a sign. Was a sign of angry gods, and that it was the beginning of disasters and destruction. The Tewa tribe from New Mexico in the United States believed that a solar eclipse signaled an angry sun who had left the skies to go to his house in the underworld. Quarreling sun and moon. According to Inuit folklore, the sun goddess Malina walked away after a fight with the moon god Eningan. A solar eclipse happened when Eningan managed to catch up with his sister. The Batama Liba, who lived in Benin and Togo, used a solar eclipse as a teaching moment. According to their legends, an eclipse of the sun meant that the sun and the moon were fighting and that the only way to stop them from hurting each other was for people on Earth to resolve all conflicts with each other. That would be nice, right? Modern-day sun superstitions. Fear of solar eclipses still exists today. Many people around the world still see eclipses as evil omens that bring death, destruction, and disasters. A popular misconception is that solar eclipses can be a danger to pregnant women and their unborn children. In many cultures, young children and pregnant women are asked to stay indoors during a solar eclipse. In many parts of India, people fast during a solar eclipse due to the belief that any food cooked while an eclipse happens will be poisonous and impure. Not all superstitions surrounding solar eclipses are about doom. In Italy, for example, it is believed that flowers planted during a solar eclipse are brighter and more colorful than flowers planted any other time of the year. No scientific basis. Scientists and astronomers around the world have debunked any such claims. There is no scientific evidence that solar eclipses can affect human behavior, health, or the environment. Scientists, however, do emphasize that anyone watching a solar eclipse must protect their eyeballs. Okay. So I wanted to get that out there. So again, you know, we're hearing a lot more scary things again because it's a solar eclipse, that something's supposed to happen tomorrow, especially in the United States. There's like a big deal happening, and supposedly they're supposed to have this National Guard, everybody ready, and for protection purposes. Something to the effect of protecting the people, okay? So the only thing is basically, you know, just really, I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly. I couldn't tell you. I mean, maybe I could throw the cards and tell you if there's going to be something major. But throughout history, throughout time, we've been hearing this. Every single time there's something, whether it's a lunar or solar or whatever, oh my gosh, there's going to be a disaster. There's going to be something. I mean, it could be possible. It could be very, very possible. And the good thing is to always go back to history and look during the times of the solar eclipse, what has happened during that time, you know? Because by doing that, you're going to be able to see that there is some type of correlation. But basically, we always end up hearing that there's just a lot of myth or a lot of things going on. But one thing I can say, again, as a magician myself, and I'm talking a witch, magician in that way, magical, this is a very powerful time for magic. And the ones that are, you know, operating, we call them the echelon, some call them the Illuminati. I mean, there's various groups, not just one group, but there's various groups. They would take advantage of this time for their own agenda, of course. Okay. And from what we've heard throughout the history, they don't do very nice things. Let's say they throw in a lot of human sacrifices during this time. And then one of being Aries and being Mars, a time of war, wanting to start war. That's another thing with Aries I wish to mention. It is a war, Mars. It's connected to Mars. So Mars has always dealt with war. So it could be possible. What is it that the elite are trying to do? Maybe they're going to try to create a new war. Who knows, right? Who knows? Isn't that what they always love to do? They love to create war. They love to start some shit. Or maybe, you know, start something new. Maybe trying to do better, but who knows? Not when they're throwing in, you know, this is what I've heard from other people that I've known for years. I was told, during the times of March and April, early April is to stay indoors. Don't go out so much because weird things happen during this time. And the reason why is they tend to do things, you know, a lot of magical operations that really trigger the energies in this realm, And I did hear Darren speak about something involving CERN and possibly throwing nukes in the sun and all this other crazy stuff. I don't really know. But we really, I mean, I don't think about it. I haven't thought about the solar eclipse at all. It's not something that I wait for. But when there is a solar eclipse, then to me, that's a time to do some magic. And for me, I would do magic for a new beginning, to get something new in my life, to bring something brand new in my life. And because Aries deals with fire, Aries deals with fast, quick momentum, with speed. If you want it, you're going to get it fast. But make sure, you know, it's going to stay for the long haul. I would not particularly do magic involving relationships. Maybe a one-night stand, maybe a passionate sex or whatever. It's a good time for that, okay? Or maybe just if you're already in a relationship, do some magic to really ignite the fire between you both, you see. But to start a relationship is not a good time, because it will start and it will fizzle out as fast as it started, okay? That's my theory anyway, when dealing in the realms of magic. So we really don't know what's going to happen. You know, they say, my husband was saying, he's been really paying attention about the things that are going on in the United States right now. He's actually more clued in than I am with that. He can talk about the solar eclipse. Would you like to share with them about what you think April 8th entails for the solar eclipse?
I don't know.
No, just...
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, go on.
There's a lot of stuff that could happen tomorrow, apparently, because, I don't know, there's so many people saying so many things. You've got something like NASA supposed to be firing 3 rockets up at the sun or the moon or whatever the hell, and then you've got... what else is there? CERN is supposed to be firing back up again. So are they actually opening another porthole for some deity to come through to... I don't know. What do you reckon? Is it going to be 3 days or just 3 minutes? I mean, how long does a lunar eclipse last? It's normally about 20 minutes, 40 minutes, maybe it's an hour for the crossing. Not no 3 freaking days, I can tell you that. So whatever they got planned for tomorrow, just best hold on to your ass and ride it out, because basically we got no choice. Some might be more prepared than others if something does happen. If not, then what the hell?
Can you elaborate on CERN?
CERN? Yeah, we just I just explained that they're looking to open a portal. They're using the energies of the lunar eclipse, because obviously everything is energy, and obviously this is an event, an energy event. So is that portal bringing through somebody like the Antichrist or the devil or whatever, or I don't know. But it makes you think we do actually exist in one of many multiple realms and many multiple dimensions. So that obviously proves that there is more than one dimension, there is more than one realm. So that in itself makes you question things. So just question everything. What's happening? If anybody can find out anything before tomorrow morning, you know, I mean, damn, let us know. I mean, CST time tomorrow, I believe it's around about 11:15 a.m. we're supposed to be having the crossing. Texas apparently is being put on alert, and there's a few other states that it goes through, so I don't know, you know. There's so many, like I say, there's so much misinformation out there just to get people scared so they can suck on that fear. Because it's energy, that's all it is. And then, you know, it's... What can you do? What shall we do? I mean, do we trust the what people have been saying and just tuck our heads up our asses and go hide for the day and hope nothing happens? Or do we just continue as normal and... with the feeling of knowing all that stuff out there is just a load of nonsense. It's a load of bullshit.
Are they saying that it's going to happen? Well, an earthquake hit just recently in Northeast.
There was another thing that... there was earthquakes.
Yeah,
that earthquakes are hitting all over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a level 4 in New York. Is that the one you're on about?
Yeah, that
That's what I was hearing.
Yeah, there was a 4-point something in New York just recently, either yesterday or the day before something.
It's been 140 years since they had an earthquake like
that. Damn, 140 years since they had one. Makes you think, well, there's a lot of stuff happening around the world. I mean, just looking at the weather, it's gone all funny and all this, you know, the climate change, climate my arse. They've got all these big ass devices out there that create the weather. They're doing this. They're doing this because we're in an enclosed system. So we're to believe. But obviously science has proven more into that side of things. But it still, it makes you question more of why, where we live, what we live on, why we're here. As above, so below. I mean, are we the actual paramecium's that are causing a conscious cancerous infestation of this realm? Or is it the other way around? Who's to know? Because we obviously need some sort of education to put us on the right path. And the only right path is just to go inside. You've got it all inside you. You're the magician. You have all the magic in you. You have the universe in you. You just got to look and find it, and it's there. And there's ways of doing that. Obviously, we teach you all these methods. There's incantations, spells, there's meditation. There's a bunch of ways you can go inside and check stuff out yourself. And it's normally within the first few seconds. That's the truth. Anything after that, that's when your ego starts kicking in after 7 seconds or something, where is six seconds. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into your ego. So it's normally you get your first, it's your first answer. That's what you normally get from your higher self, which obviously you can see above the tree lines, and it can actually see the pathways that that you can't, because you're in the jungle, because you're just that one small entity. And obviously your higher self can see everything in it, and it transmits down to you, and it gives you clues on where to go in life and how to go about things. But it's all about discernment. I mean, you can't always believe what we've been shown. Just like that bullshit with that ship ramming into the bridge. Was that orchestrated? Yeah. That no way that's an accident. No. That never happens.
No.
It never happens. You know what I mean?
I showed that on the Simpsons.
Yeah, it was even shown on the Simpsons years ago. So you're telling me that it's orchestrated? They're hitting the bridges because that's your exit out of there when they start this bullshit. Just like they did with Hawaii. Oh, we'll set fire to the place, but guess what? Nobody can leave. Can't leave.
How messed up.
How messed up's that? Is that why they're bombing the bridges, blowing the bridges up and ramming it or whatever? Setting fire. There was one that was set fire to. Another one a ship rammed into. And I have no idea what the third one happened to the third one. Apparently there was 3 bridges that went down that day. Same day as well. So question it. What, why, when, what the hell? What do you think's happening? You know? So this is what we do. I mean, we just don't sit on our asses all day doing nothing. We actually put the work in. We can discern the difference between the BS and what you think could be the real narrative. Because we can't trust the media these days, can we? No, that's gone right out the window. They've proven themselves to be so full of it. So what do? Who do we turn to? Can't turn to your government, because look at that. Really? Turn to your government. Get out of here. Shit. You got to rely on yourself. You got to do everything yourself. Nobody's going to do nothing for you. But there are a few of us out there that has enough compassion to at least put you on the right path or guide you somewhere where you can find a lot more resources or whatever you need. Because that's what this is all about. I mean, finding out things. What's happening? What's really happening? What are they trying to distract you from? Because you notice there's always some bullshit that happens in an election year. Yeah. So while we're waiting and for November to come around for the American election, what's going to happen between now and then? All this bullshit, all this distraction, all these fearful events and tactics and whatever.
Yeah.
Damn. It's quite entertaining, actually, when you look at it, because some things can be just so blatantly stupid in your face, you think, how are they getting away with this? Obviously, we can understand specific people's mentality that run specific countries. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? So
and the rituals that goes
and the rituals that come with it, how does it all connect? I mean, they're telling you one thing, oh, Stewie, you can't do that, but they're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Stewie from magic, it's evil. But they do it. They're strong, they're rich. We're told not to. Where are we? In the gutter. Poor. Scrimping and saving from each other. Scrapping and saving from each other. It's the system that's turned us against each other. And everyone's fallen for it. Just turn your back on the system. What have they got really to offer you? Oh, well, they've got electric, they've got all these toys, they've got everything that you know to live off on your life. Of course you're going to rely on most of this stuff. Because when the elite goes, when they go, they're going to be running away crying, taking all their toys with them. I'm taking my toys, I'm going home. Yeah, go on, fuck off, we don't need you. This is where we're at. This is where the world's... just look around. I mean, you've got all these protests on. Everybody's had enough of this bullshit narrative, all these tactics, all the governments, everybody's had enough. That's it. That's it. I don't need to say anything more. I don't need to rant on like Alex Jones does. We're at the point now where we can't be bothered with any more shit. So what do we do? Turn against it. It's pointless protesting. It's pointless. It does nothing. They just ignore it. And they just keep pumping out the shit that they normally keep pumping out. That's it. But I can say, and I will keep saying, it's game over for the elite. But as the way things are, we still have to play out the last moves on the chessboard. Because it's a universal law. They also have to tell us what they're doing. That's why we have movies that tell us. They've got The Simpsons that tell us. They have to tell us what they're doing. That's another universal law. Or else they'll be destroyed and taken off realm. That's why it is the way it is now. So they're telling us what they're doing. Okay, we're going to ride it out. We're going to have to ride all of their bullshit out now. Because that's all they have left. That's it, game over. We just have to ride the game through, and then once they've finished with all that bullshit, then we can start putting stuff back together the way we want. We can start rebuilding this world, this realm, this whatever you want to call it. Wherever we're at. Maybe when you're later gone, I'm not saying maybe, I mean, it's a definite fact. Everything's going to be coming out. We're in the information age now. It's trickling. Information is trickling out now. Like you've got the CIA that's just released some documents from 50 years ago. Boom. Okay. It's not coming fast enough. We want to know everything. Since then and all the way up till now. What's involved? Who's involved? How's it done?
The aliens in Mexico.
Aliens around the world, everywhere. Apparently
they
came out in Mexico. Yeah, I saw that video. There was something about there. Somebody went into a cave and then the aliens were coming out. And oh, what the fuck? So, you know, just question everything. We are the ones that are going to make the change, not your government. just don't vote. Full stop. I tell you what it is, right? If nobody voted on that day, I bet you they'll still say, oh, someone like Biden got like trillions of votes, but nobody voted.
It was all rigged.
Yeah, it just shows that it's all rigged. Half his votes were, these buggers were probably dead.
Yeah, from the COVID.
Yeah, from the COVID, shit, right? But yeah, I mean, it makes you think. So start thinking, come out of the narrative, come out of the spell, awaken yourselves, and just come away from the illusion. See the real life for what it is, the real reality, and how it's all put together, and how they've been hiding things behind systems and hiding themselves behind their narrative and protecting themselves with their special amnesty bullshit. Oh, we can kill you, but you can't take us to jail. Don't work. Not according to the Magna Carta. That's why you're screwed. And you all say, oh, the Magna Carta or the Bill of Rights doesn't comply, doesn't mean nothing. Yeah, it does. They cannot overrule it. They cannot change it. They cannot take it away. They cannot take it down. The Magna Carta or the Bill of Rights. So if they say any of that, just say, no, you're sorry. You're misinformed. You're incorrect. So stand up for it. Keep with it, because that is your law.
So I was
not them.
What about the National Guard? You were saying about the National Guard and the, about the solar eclipse?
The solar eclipse, I've noticed in certain, not all, but in most counties or states in the States, in the US, they've been calling in the National Guard, especially for tomorrow. You might have them posted out there now, as far as what I'm aware of. Texas, obviously. There's a bunch of other places, so if you've got the National Guard out there, what does that mean? Why would they bring out the National Guard for a lunar eclipse? Is people going to go nuts and crazy because they're, because of the bullshit that's been thrown out there, they're actually going to believe it and go crazy? Are they going to start fighting and looting and thinking, oh, it's the end of the world bullshit? And then you've got to have your ass taken down by the military. That's going to be a fun Monday for you all, isn't it? New start of the week.
Yeah, I'm saying the new beginning.
The new beginning,
the
shit. Yeah.
New moon.
New moon, new Aries. In Aries, yeah. That exactly, so that makes you think as well. So
war.
If you're into astronomy and all that, it's there's war. It's, you know, astrology, sorry, not astronomy. But yeah, just, if you're into numerology, astrology and all that, I mean, check it out. Do something.
I'm going to do a reading too.
Do a reading and that.
If I'm going to do a reading.
Yeah, even if you do the tarot, my missus is going to do a reading. She loves that stuff. So we're going to check out for tomorrow for the lunar eclipse and
solar eclipse.
The solar eclipse, lunar eclipse. It's all shite. I don't know. I don't really care anymore. I'm just doing what I do, and if we get blown up and die, then so be it. I'll see you guys on the other side. But I tell you what it is, I won't be coming back here. I turn my back to the light and fuck off in the other direction. Don't go to the light, it's a trap.
Yeah, it's a soul trap.
It's a soul trap, you'll end up back here. As soon as you see the light, you'll see, oh, all your friends and family that's died are trying to say, come this way, this is where we are, this is where we are. And as soon as you pass through there, the light is the fucking light at the other end of the tunnel, which is the delivery room for your next avatar as a baby. It's the delivery room, guys. You go in one end and you come straight out the other. That's it.
That's it.
So all you do is just turn away from the light and zoot and fly off the other way into the darkness. That's where your realms are. That's where the levels of your game is. That's where the universe is, not in the light. You've been there. How many times you've been trapped? You're on a loop.
False light.
false light. You're on a loop because of the archons. Mm-hmm. Nobody else can feed them apart from us, because they're screwed. That's why they rely on our energies. That's why they have us in such a way of control, in such a way of how we think, because that is control. We are more powerful than you can imagine. You just don't know it. I mean, our shows will just start bringing out everything, and it'll just, once you put two and two together, you're going to start and do things yourself. Trust me, it's going to be automatic. Your mind will just start thinking, fuck it. What now? We're going to do this. Okay, let's try this. Let's see if it works. And then once you see it working, you're going to be a believer, and then you're going to go into it. Trust me, you're going to look into it deeply, and you go right into it, and then that's it. Your world's changed for the better, and you'll realize that what you've been doing all this time is just surviving.
Yeah, it's true ascension.
It's true ascension.
Thank you, hon. I appreciate that.
Yes, it's true ascension. Okay, let's get into that while we're there, shall we? Ascension. Okay. You know, there's a lot of talk about ascension, and that everything's going to change. We're all going to change together. Okay? It has to do with the moon. It has to do with the stars, but we're all going to change together. And that is the work of the light workers, the star seeds, you know, all that stuff. And I bought into that for many years, and, you know, just waited. And whenever things, you know, something would happen with the sun or the moon and or whatever, the frequency, and we're rising and we're feeling an energy shift, you know, all that stuff. I mean, hey, I'm psychic. I'm an empath. I'm also a channeler. Okay, I channel, too. I have a lot of psychic abilities and psychic gifts. But I'll tell you, a lot of things are bullshit out there to get you confused of what is real and what isn't real. The true ascension is the work you do yourself, the work you put into your rituals, into your life, into your body, into your temple, whatever it is that you're doing. That is what ascension is, okay? If everybody, I can understand, if everybody's at a gym and they're all working out at the same time, then they're all going to find some results, right? But if you're just sitting around looking on TikTok, looking on YouTube, and expecting for the world to change, and we got to wait for the shift happening, we got to wait for the shift to happen, get ready, people, you know, that is a joke. We are, and many people are thinking, oh, especially the light workers and some of the star seeds, oh, this is a time. Oh, we're all going to shift now. We're going to shift into butterflies, you know, all that type of shit. And I'm telling you right now, if you've been involved in that type of community long enough, you're going to see how much bullshit it is. Okay. That's why I turn to the left-hand path. Because I found out on the right-hand path, a lot of it is based on BS. And I'm going to tell you something interesting. I am in the middle of writing another book. Yeah, another book. This is a magical book, though. This is my third magical book. My first magical book is Sovereign Magic. Okay? That's a really good book. I think it's about almost 300 pages in that book. I put a lot of love and energy into that damn book. So I would definitely get it on Amazon. It is a very good book, and I think it's one of my best work I've ever had so far. But now, and it's based on the right-hand path, but it's a beginner's manual, okay? And when you conjure up, you know, you're conjuring up the angels, you're conjuring up, you're doing specific banishing rituals to protect yourself and calling on Yahweh, okay? And we call it Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, but we vibrate that God name. You know, I don't really see anything wrong with it, even on the left-hand path. It doesn't really matter. To me, it's vibration. It's intention. That's all that matters. And when I did that work for the longest time, I saw a lot of amazing results happen as far as protection, invisibility, a lot of interesting things, okay? But this work that I'm going to be working, this book I'm working on now is going to be based on my work with Azazel and black magic, okay, black witchcraft, and my experience. But I get into history. You know, I'm a big history buff, and I end up citing, I cite my notes so you can find out where to go to read. So basically, I'm going to tell you something interesting, and this is why I have to tell you this, because it has a lot to do with what's going on with the solar eclipse and all this other stuff and government and control of you and why it's based on a Judaic system, okay? A Judaic system in the United States, I'm speaking, and even in Mexico, everything's based, if it's Christian, it's Jewish, I'm sorry. It's based on Judaism. It goes all the way back to Zoroastrianism, if I'm saying it right. Zoroastrianism. And there was a prophet back in the day, this is way before Abraham in the Old Testament, and he was a prophet for Ahura Mazda, a Persian, this is back in Persia, a Persian god that was all about love, goodness, harmony, doing the right things, righteousness, the word righteousness. This is where the Redeemer complex righteousness cult came from, okay? It started there, so that I know so far, according to history. It is the oldest religion in the world, Zoroastrianism. Look it up. Do the research, because I've been doing a lot of research. When I write my books, when I write this particular book, I really go into research mode, okay? And I love this chapter of the book. It's like the second chapter already. I'm already putting a lot of interesting information in there that I'm cross-referencing, and I'm like, holy crap, that's interesting. I'm learning as I go as well. Then after that are the Zadokites, okay, another cult, and based upon Melchizedek, who is the chief of command or whatever the hell he is, priest, and according to him, he plays the same cards as Zoroastrianism. That, yes, I forgot to mention the Zoroastrian, the Zoroaster prophet, same with this Melchizedek, the same thing. I have been anointed by the god, and Zoroaster was, I was anointed by Ahura Mazda, so therefore I know everything. And here's Melchizedek. I have been anointed by Yahweh, so I know everything, and I'm the shit, and whatever I say, you must do, and you must bow, bitches, bow. It came from there, guys. This is where it all came from. This is where the psychotic craziness came from. The sickness came from. That you need to bow down before a priest who is anointed by the only God beyond all other gods. This is even in Zoroastrianism. Yes, follow Ahura Mazda. He is the biggest god of all gods. Follow Yahweh. He's the biggest, the only god out of all the gods. He's the highest god of all the gods. That's what I mean. Okay, at the time, there were other gods. There were other pantheons. Yahweh was part of the pantheons. I think it was Canaanite. Okay? And there were other Canaanite gods along besides him as well. Okay. So it started there. Look him up. Melchizedek. And he's also in the Bible in Genesis. I quoted all that stuff in my book. And it talks about how all the sickness came and brought upon this virus. You know, and not all the other pagans, I'm going to tell you, the pagans, yeah, they worshiped their gods, they devoted, they had sex and drank wine and, you know, were indulgent and partied, and a lot of people were having nice festive occasions, and everybody's happy just being a freaking human being, for crying out loud. But then here comes these righteous cults coming, thou shalt not dance, thou shalt not wear that dress. How dare you? Thou shalt not. That is the righteous cult. The righteous cults, the Zoroasters, the righteous, worse, the Melchizedeks. And from the Melchizedek, this is where the Zadokites sprang from. The Zadokites were the ones who created this whole redeeming crap. Okay. And in the book In His Image by John Lamb Lash, that's a very good book to read. That's one book to read about it. And how we were led to believe that by following the right-hand path, the righteous path of based on righteousness, which is prevents you from being a human. If you do anything that's human, you're going to cause a sin. That's the right-hand path. This is where the right, and it comes from the righteous complex cult. The righteousness redeemer complex cult. And the redeemer who's going to redeem everything is going to be a future prophet that's going to save the world. And that is it. So we go from the Zoroastrian, we go into the Melchizedek order, and then we go into the Abrahamic. Then it goes into Abrahamic. This is where Abraham got his information from Melchizedek. Okay? But again, it went all the way back to Zoroaster. This idea that because you are anointed by that God, you are now a priest, and therefore you have control over the people. Same thing happened with, what's his face? There was another Pharaoh, Akhenaten. How can I forget? Even saw him in Egypt. Well, I saw his statue. He looks very otherworldly. He does not look very human. He looks otherworldly. And it shows that his skull is like a pine cone. Very otherworldly, and the way his shape is does not look really of that of a human. And he did the same thing. He pulled the same crap. He told all the Egyptians, get rid of all your gods and only focus on me. I'm the God and all this stuff, right? And guess where it got him? Got him nowhere. And look what happened to them. They didn't last very long. But yet they defaced many of the statues, unfortunately. All the beautiful statues that these other pagans created, they had to deface them because someone had an ego problem and said, no, you're going to follow my way or it's the highway. So that is where this righteousness complex cult is coming from. Okay, this is where Judaism came from. Here comes the Old Testament. Here comes that law. Thou shalt not be a human being. If you're caught even acting or being a human, you're going to die in somewhere. You're going to piss the Lord off. I mean, it's just insane. You know, I don't see how people can not see that the Old Testament is written by a man. I just don't understand it. How can one not see that? That it was written by a man or many men, for that matter. Because when you listen, when you hear about Yahweh, he sounds like an angry God. He's an angry God and he's a jealous God because you are not to have any other gods but him. Well, you know, if you think he's the only one saying that, look at the other ones. There are other gods. There's, like I said, Akhenaten, he was one. And many of these other solar cults especially. You know, only focus on one God. And that was it. So it went all the way back. And the Zadokites were very bad. They were very bad with us. They were fanatical. Major fanatics. My gosh. And it's just interesting to learn about this. Because, you know what? History is so important, you know, the true history anyway. Maybe not the history that you learn in school, but at least what you learn in school is a beginning for you to do your own research. And that's exactly what I've done. I was going to be a archaeologist many years ago before, you know, when I was a kid, before I got pregnant. 17. I wanted to be an archaeologist, so think about it. I've been really studying and researching different types of history, but the history that really gets my attention is always something to do with the Middle East, the Near East, Europe, classical Europe, always around those areas, and even England. Oh my gosh, I just love learning about this, but that is basically where I'm going with this. So that's what the where the right-hand path comes from. So that's, you know, what I wanted to mention. The right-hand path it also means, represents that you are below a higher God. That there is a God above you. And you cannot, you have to ask permission before you do anything. Isn't this very similar to the court systems? Isn't it very similar to the teachers that you, if you go to school or you go to college or whatever, you have to always ask, can I go pee, please? May I have permission? You know, all this things, always having to look up to an authority figure. Okay, so we've been raised like this. This goes way the hell back. The programming has gone way back. We go all the way back to freaking Zoroastrianism. Mm. You know how many thousands of years that is? How much of that programming among the psyche, among the DNA, that we have to look above us for answers. We have to, instead of looking within us. The left-hand path, on the other hand, is based upon knowing that you are God, that you are God within, that you come, yes, you come from source, you come from something, we come from somewhere. I don't believe that we didn't come from anywhere. I believe that there is something, a force of some sort, but we came here. We made the decision to come here. Hence, possibly through the white tunnel chute that we went through, we made the decision to come back and reincarnate here. And who knows how many millions of times we've done that. Millions of times. Have you ever had that deja vu and you're like, holy crap, I feel like I've done this before. Well, shit, you have. Several, millions of times. You know? But no, we came back because we're here to learn something. But no, that's the right-hand path idea. Really, it's knowing that you are God and knowing that you are the essence of this energy. Of source, if you wish to call it that, and that you have the power to make a decision yourself. You are the authority in your life. No one is an authority over your life. No one is above you. The more you keep thinking something is above you, you're going all the way back to Zoroastrianism. You're going all the way back to Melchizedek. You're going all the way back to the Abrahamic religions.
So if you keep thinking like that, that's where your limitation comes in.
Yes.
This is where you start thinking, oh, well, I'm not good enough, or I can never do that, or I'm not trained enough, or... Mm-hmm. You just need knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's what we stand for, giving you the right knowledge, and then just go play with it and see what happens. And then, if it works for you, brilliant. Keep going. Because that's all it is. It's the right knowledge is what you need to guide you.
The gnosis.
Exactly. And obviously, it's you are under a hypnosis through the elite in their ways of persuasion without you even knowing it. You're even in a jail without you even knowing it. We're just going to go on and on and keep it going, you know. So stick around. You're going to learn a lot more.
So that's pretty much it. But, you know, there's a left-hand path. They're like, no, F the God and Yahweh. Not really. I mean, you can even use that type of God in magical rituals. You can say, hey, you know, I conjure this God, Yahweh, you know, take care of this fucking bastard over there. I mean, isn't he the God of beating the shit out of people? Wiping the earth clean, probably. Killing of the firstborns, I think, or one of the sons. I think it was one of the disciples or something in the book of Genesis that he had to kill his son if he loved him enough. I mean, come on. I mean, it goes way back, and many say, even Zechariah Sitchin says, it goes even way back to the Anunnaki, where these rulers came from, who created these ideologies to pray, to worship them, and no one else. So that's interesting. If you want to look into that, you could check out Billy Carson's work, or you can look into, you know, a lot of his information is derived from Zechariah Sitchin, from other writers, and also, you know, researching the Nag Hammadi text, the Sumerian text, which is all in cuneiform, which you can actually go, like I said, I mentioned many, many times, the colleges have it, and you can, and it's already translated there for you to read it, to understand that possibly these rulers did not come from here. They came from somewhere else. They came from another planet. They came from another realm. They came from an interdimensional, extra-dimensional, whatever the hell. They came from another parallel reality. Who knows? They came from the future. I heard that too.
Either way, they're not from here.
Yeah, they're not from here. But and then you hear another one, another someone else, another scholar would argue, no, the Draconians came from here. This is their realm. This was their realm to begin with because of the dinosaurs and all this stuff. But then I hear, oh, dinosaurs never existed. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff going, rolling around on TikTok too. But it's really good to do your history research and really cite and reference exactly what it is that you're reading too. And there's a lot of good scholars out there that think alternatively too. They don't think in a very conventional way. So that's where the right-hand path came from. And the left-hand path is major. They say it's the dark path. It's darkness. It's evil. It's anything that's against slavery. It's anything that's against having to ask for approval from someone above you. It's instead going within. It talks about this in the Nag Hammadi text, which is also considered one of the texts that came from the Dead Sea Scrolls, the other Bible, that was later discovered in 1945 at the Dead Sea in Qumran. And yeah, 1945, they actually discovered these jars. And they supposedly, disciples of who knows who, they say disciples of Jesus, they say disciples of other people, of other prophets, they ended up putting this information in the jars so it would be hidden for another time when people were more awake, more enlightened, to read it and then rediscover it and say, okay, let's see another alternative view. Because they were going through a major dark age. They were going, I mean, this lasted thousands of years. You know, I mean, it didn't start with Hypatia, which was at 415 A.D. in Alexandria, who was horrifically murdered by a Christian mob. But this goes way the frick back, way the hell back, further than that. So think about it. All of that programming that people have been succumbed to, all this programming, the lineage, the parents, the grandparents, the great-great-great-parents, all this stuff has been believing in this lie. All these years because they failed to ask a question.
And it makes you think what exactly is hidden underneath the Vatican, because they have so many artifacts, so many texts, so many scrolls, so many, everything that's been hidden, the truth, so they can spin their narrative system to keep everybody in control. So just imagine when we play that last square on the chessboard. Imagine what's going to be revealed. I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, people, I mean, there is an awakening happening, obviously. There is an awakening. A lot of people are just saying, you know, enough of this. This is all BS. This is just, come on now, you know, because science came into the picture. Science proved a lot of things that a lot of this other stuff, this mythological beliefs, was heresy. And before, science was considered heresy because it was against the belief of the church. And many, many scientists got toasted because of seeing the truth. And so that's pretty much what's going on. And the left-hand path, again, is all about gnosis, going within, tapping to the higher self within yourself, creating the reality, utilizing the energies around you. Entities, use them as symbols, archetypes, or whatever, and tap into the egregore. And the egregore represents the memories of these ancient people who tapped in and worshipped or whatever, devoted themselves to these specific archetypes, these specific gods and goddesses. That energy, that is the current that I'm talking about. That is the magical current that you tap into, and you connect to those energies, you're able to take in all of that energy for yourself, to tap into the truth and to create and manifest the reality that you want. That's what I'm talking about. This is what the pagans knew. They weren't fighting in that war with anyone who had a religious difference. They're like, okay, fine, yeah, whatever you got. You believe in Pan more? Okay, fine. Well, we believe in Aphrodite over here. Oh, it's all good. Everybody was free to believe in whatever gods they wanted to believe. And they didn't. They weren't out there saying, no, this is my God, and this is a righteous God. And because I believe righteous, that I'm the one who, you know, I'm the one who talks to them, like I channel Azazel, okay? I've channeled him several times. But I'm not out there to say, you know what, you better listen to me, because if you don't, because Azazel says that you're going to burn in the lake of fire, so you better start believing what I believe. Hell, you know, no way. I channel because I have a direct contact with Azazel, and then therefore I sense his energy, and his energy is completely different from what my energy is. His energy is all like, wow, passionate, ready to party. Ready to have a good time, you know, that's his energy. And fearlessness, courage, confidence, so freaking confident this energy is, my gosh. So, you know, but, you know, I tap into that current, if you will. And it's a collective belief system from many, many years ago, thousands of years ago, of the ancient people tapping into this same energy. It's like a light socket. You tap into that socket, boom, you're able to tap in and experience that feeling, that energy. But we're not allowed to do that. You know, I mean, you know, people that are Christians or Catholics, you're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to stay away because that's evil. That's dark. When really we came from the darkness. We came out of our mother's womb, and it was dark. It wasn't light inside there. The only thing that was lit was the freaking hospital room. And in the hospital room is a whole, everything that happens in the hospital room is major fraud. Because the doctors, they have your birth certificate created so they can register you with the state. And register you, the child, I mean. When you were a baby with the state, meaning the state owns the child, not you as the parent. So a lot of fraud happens. So the moment you go through that tunnel of light, here you go again. Being reincarnated, your memory is wiped clean. You don't know who the hell you are. And you got to re-remember who you are all over again. That's what I'm talking about. So they can feed on your energy. So they can register your name on the birth certificate and monetize off of it. That's what I'm talking about. This needs to stop. And how are we going to stop it? You have to be powerful unto yourself. You got to be a magician. You got to be a Jedi and know who the hell you are. Like that movie, The Matrix, Neo. He didn't realize he was the one. He didn't believe he was the one. And that's the thing. Until people can realize and believe that they are the one themselves, that is when you're going to be able to be free from the Matrix entirely. Or you could be like Neo, where you go back into the Matrix, but you already know who you are and you're just having fun. You enlighten people. You wake people up to the truth of what's really happening, like what we're doing right now. You volunteer to come back because you already know. You're like, you know, I need to come back because I'm on a mission to awaken as many people as possible to know that they are under a hypnosis and it's been going on for thousands of years. So that's what I'm saying. So back to the solar eclipse. Well, it all depends on what your perception is. Your perception is based upon your belief systems, which is based upon thousands of years of programming. You're going to believe the worst. But the elite, they're out there doing magic. They're not out there freaking out. They're doing magic. They're like, you know, it's time to do some magic. Time to control the reality, manipulate it, bend it to our will. Because the herd don't know how to do it, so we do. You see what I mean? So the reading I have for you, I don't need the cards. I already know. It's a feeling. It's a sense that nothing's going to happen tomorrow. Nothing major is going to happen tomorrow. Maybe there might be some things that might bring a little distraction, but it's nothing major, nothing insane. It's going to be fine, you know. And those of you who are magicians out there, you know the power of this day tomorrow. And you're going to make full use of it for your own life. Who cares about what they do? And that's another thing. Stop focusing on them. Stop focusing on them and what they do. Who cares about them, the elite or echelon? They want you to focus on them. Did you know that? They want you to, because the more you do that, the more you lose the power of who you truly are. The more you lose your own inner power, because you got your eyes on them. But when you're busy doing creative projects, like me, I'm working on a book. You know, we got our t-shirts launched. We were going to use Etsy, but we decided against Etsy because Etsy, they're a bunch of imposters, I was hearing. They're not good. That's not a good place. So we decided to upload our shirts onto Shopify. Shopify. So you can find our shirts on movingbeyondthematrix.com. You can find our shirts on ravenmoonshadowtemple.com. You can find them there. If you are interested and you wish to support our movement, the radio show, that also helps us greatly to keep going and sharing what we know and helping you out. And also, once I'm done with my book, I will let you know. I mean, it's brand new. I'm on chapter 3 already, so I'm like, really, really, I'm hoping it'll be done by the end of the month. I'm pretty fast when it comes to writing. It also requires a lot of research in that department. So what I've shared with you about the Melchizedek and the Zoroastrianism, that's from my book. That's something that you need to learn and just study about it. Study where the sickness came from, that this person was anointed. And that's another thing, Christ consciousness. Christ means the anointed one. It goes all the way back, as I mentioned. Those that are anointed, we're going to be like Christ and the same compassion. Well, what about all the Buddhist monks that have been doing this already? They're not waiting around for Christ consciousness to happen. They're actually working on it already. They've been meditating for years. They're actually working to get there. They're not sitting around having some weed and chilling and saying, yeah, we're all going to ascend one day. We're going to be Christ consciousness. You know, that's to me, that's New Age baloney. And many people are falling for that. A lot of magicians are falling for that. Unfortunately, you know, they forgot to grow a pair, basically. They forgot that they were even magicians. They are waiting for someone else to do their push-ups for them. Maybe the solar flare or solar eclipse is going to help them get out of here. I don't know. And that's another one. Oh, when the big solar flare hits, we're all going to ascend. That's another one. Something that's going to happen in the near future. Big solar eclipse or solar flare is going to hit this planet and we're all going to ascend. Well, meaning you're all going to freaking die, pretty much. That's all it means. And you're going to, yeah, obviously ascend, move into another realm because, you know, you're no longer in your bodies anymore. There you go. If you want to get down to reality of it, you see. And if you want to raise that consciousness up now, start working on yourself. That's just basically it. Start meditating. Get into meditation. Get into yoga. Get into meditation during walking, you know, being present every moment, every time. And stay away from all these deceiving people who like to deceive the shit out of you to make you believe something that, you know, you just do, like I said, do your own research. Learn, study, have the time to, but many of you don't have the time. You're working 9-to-5 jobs, you're working 12-hour shifts, 20-hour shifts. But hey, at least put on some audio while you're working to learn. David Icke's been pretty good. I've studied him. You know, some Zechariah Sitchin, some Billy Carson's really good. You know, Eric Van Daniken, you know, all the old guys. They know a lot of interesting stuff. And just really follow your intuition and ask. Give me an answer before you go to bed at night. Please give me an answer, higher self. What is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to know? And you will be shown what it is you need to know. You're that powerful. You have all the answers within yourself. It's inside of you. You just need to ask. Because when you ask, you're asking your superconscious genie. That's what it is. That's what the genie is. That's what rubbing the Aladdin's lamp is all about. It's connecting to your superconscious mind or the subconscious mind to help give you what you want, because it tells the conscious mind to move the frick out of the way. You see what I mean? Some more. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I hope you learned a lot from this podcast. To not freak out tomorrow. You know, save some money, save your money. Don't buy a bunch of things thinking that the end of the world's coming tomorrow, or a big, a big firestorm or a firewall, or, you know. I mean, if anything, it would be the elites doing this, or echelons doing this. Planning something themselves. It's a plan. It's not a freak of nature. It's not a natural disaster. Could be a plan of something that they do plan to do. I mean, think about it. Aries, new moon, Aries connected to Mars.
Yeah, but even funny, because when you think about it, if they are going to open a portal, there's not one damn thing you can do about it. So what's to prepare for that? Because I tell you what it is. Silver bullets and holy water ain't going to stop these demons coming through if that's what they're going to do. So, yeah, point is preparing for anything, really, isn't it? If they're going to do all this, and especially if they're going to be firing rockets either at the sun or the moon, or supposedly... What's that going to do? What's in it? Is it 40 kilotons? Is it 100 kiloton? What is it? Is it just a rocket to skim the surface? Is it a nuclear bomb to blow the shit out of it? I don't know. Is it going to create a wave of energy for one when they fire up CERN? Is that going to be part of it? Does that help it? Whatever they're going to do, you're not prepared for, so trust me. I wouldn't waste your money just in case nothing does happen. And be just like, yeah, what a shit show. Another day. Sun's come back. Yay. Let's get the barbecue out. Yeah, at least spend some money on some meat. We'll have a barbecue tomorrow night. Ha! We're celebrating. Yeah, that's how it's going to go down, isn't it, hon?
Yeah, exactly. Celebration time. That's all it is. You know, celebrate that this is a new moon for you guys. A new moon, new energy, new projects to get started on. What is it that you want to get started on so bad?
What is it you want to change in your life?
Yeah, what is it you want to change in your life? That is what I'm talking about. That's where you need this solar eclipse to do. And it's a good idea. What you do is you get like a pot, maybe a cauldron, small one, or a pot, and write down the things that you want to accomplish. And really put your energy into it. Just keep seeing yourself doing what it is that you want to do, or being where you want to be, or having the thing that you want to have.
Feel you already got
yeah,
it.
Feel that you already have it already. And just write it down. You know, conjure up whatever it is, other powers that be, to help you with that. And then burn it. Burn it into the cauldron. And then light a candle. And Mars, it would be a red candle, because that represents fast quickness. Really quick. Energy. So you get a red candle, you light it up, you burn the affirmations or burn the list of things that you want to create, and then say it is done. That is your magic. That is your ritual. Or do that's the way we do it, or do however way you wish. But this is going to be a very powerful time, and it's up to you to take advantage of it or not. You know, that's what I'm talking about. So get away from the fear porn out there. It's not going to help you. It's only going to ignite nothing but fear, because they want you to be afraid. It's always about fear. But you're above that. Wherever there's fear, there's no love. Wherever there's love, there's no fear. It's real simple, isn't it? Easy. Easy peasy, guys. Easy peasy. But everything that happens is because of you. It isn't because of an outside force. It's because of you. You've made those choices in your life. It's not because things have been done to you. It's because you've been believing in a lot of BS. You've created a lot of these other beliefs that are against who you truly are. And you are God. You are Goddess. So wouldn't it be nice if you are God or goddess? What would you do today? If you knew that you were a god, what would you do today to make your life different? What would you do to make your life better? What would you create? What ideas would come forth? What would you do? How exciting to know that you are this essence, that you have this power, that you have the power to create worlds, to create realities in your life. Why sit on your hands and wait for someone else to do your push-ups for you? It doesn't make sense. You are here to do the push-ups. You are to be held accountable, and you are here to take full responsibility for your life. And when you know that you're responsible for your life, you're no longer a victim. I spoke to many victims in my line of work for the longest times. Everybody's a victim of something. But I always ask them, how did this happen? Why did this happen in the first place? Well, it was always because they made the decision to meet that person. They made the decision to marry that person. They made the decision to partner with that person for their business. They made the decision. You always have a choice. You always have that power to have a choice and make a choice in your life. So you should always be held accountable for your own mistakes. And those mistakes is not bad. They are not sins. They are triggers to help you to do better in your life. It helps you to realize, oh my gosh, okay, I did a boo-boo. Okay, fine. Thanks that a good thing that you did a boo-boo. You know why? It's because now you can learn from your boo-boo. Because if it wasn't for that boo-boo, you would have never known about this, right? You'd have never learned about this. You know, my boo-boo was I married my first ex and I just jumped into a marriage without even really knowing this guy. And my instincts kept telling me, get rid of him, you know, divorce this guy. Get away from him. He's a liar. He's full of shit. And my mother called it out. My mother tried to warn me about him, saying, you know, he's a liar. Don't trust this guy. And I had another psychic tell me he's going to end up blaming you for everything. And sure shit, he did exactly that. So I hold myself accountable. It's not about a poor me, oh boo-hoo-hoo. It was me. I am held accountable for my actions. And yeah, I should have known better. I should have found other avenues. And I should have loved myself a little more than to fall victim to something like that. And it happens to all of us. It happens to many of us. We just tend to rush into things because we figure that that's going to help us in our lives or, you know, and don't even listen to our instincts. Oh, no. That's BS. Let's give them the, what do you call it? The benefit of the doubt. Let's just, you know, I could be wrong when I was right the whole time. See, the thing is, we don't trust ourselves enough. We don't trust ourselves enough because we have been so humiliated throughout the years in the school systems to teach us not to trust ourselves, that we have to trust an outside force to guide us. And it's a lot simpler than you think. It's funny, like when you can actually trust yourself and trust your choices, and trust in you, in your self-worth and what it is that you're here to create or whatever. And you don't need anyone's approval out there. If you know that you have that power to do that, imagine what your life could be like. For example, you know, I wrote a book many, many years ago when I was 28. And it was it's the same book that I have now, Sovereign Magic. But before, it's been revisioned so many freaking times. Because I had to, you know, I had to edit it, and then I took it to an editor to help me edit and with my grammar and all that stuff. And I sent my manuscripts out to Llewellyn and many other publishers, and of course it was rejected, but I didn't send it to enough. I only sent like maybe to 10, and that was it. And then right away I quit, and I said, I'm not good enough. I don't believe in myself anymore, you know. It was like, it was that bad. It was, I didn't keep going. And then until years later, it's been revisioned and everything. And now I'm going to take this book to a whole other level with a new book that I'm creating. And I'm not even going to be relying on Amazon. There's other ways to promote the hell out of it. And I can do very, very well and make a really good living just on my books alone and my courses alone. I don't need YouTube. I don't need any of that. And I find, and I learn from people that are multimillionaires how they promote their work. And it's awesome to know that, that once you have that knowledge, that gnosis, right? That knowledge, it's like, I can do anything I want. I can create anything I want, and then I can make a lot of money. And, you know, I don't need to kiss anyone's ass. I don't need to kiss the publisher's ass to beg them to approve of my writing. I am my own publisher. I am good at what I do. I am enough. I am enough. And that's all that matters. As long as you know that you are enough and that you matter and you have worth, that's all that matters. No one else. Doesn't matter what other people think about you or if you matter to them at all. It doesn't freaking matter. Anyways, I have to wrap this up. We're at an hour and 25 minutes. So yes, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And know that you're going to be safe tomorrow. Don't worry. Solar eclipse happens, it comes and goes. It's just another day with a lot of power, though, if you know how to use it in a good way. All right, guys. Check out movingbeyondthematrix.com, the website, and ravenmoonshadowtemple.com. That is my temple if you want to learn more. And check out our t-shirts. All right, guys. Have a lovely evening. Happy Sunday. Much love and light and darkness. Take care. I'm Dr. Joanna Wells. That was my husband, Darren Wells. And we give you many blessings. Bye for now.